Florida Senator Marco Rubio is on the line with us on This Morning After a Republican Debate. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Do you feel like you found the proper way now to take down Donald Trump?
Well, I think he has to be confronted. Look, the man is a vulgarian. He's brought in the most vulgar things you can imagine throughout this campaign. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. And unfortunately, you know, it's gotten a lot of attention in the media because it drives ratings. But you can't just allow him to run loose and attack people. But I still continue to hold out hope that we can have debates about serious public policy. I mean, I've built my entire career on that. I constantly try to inject. That's why I do a lot of interviews here with you on NPR, because we talk about policy. But I hope we can get back to that, because that's what this election should be about.
I do appreciate talking with you from time to time. But what do you think when people say that in recent days you've become as crude as Trump?
Well, I think that's not accurate, please. I mean, that's not even possible to be as crude as Trump. I've made a couple jokes over the last week, because he needs to be, at some point, when someone has gone around for 12 months personally offending not just everyone in the race, but women and minorities and the disabled, at some point, someone's got to stand up and say, you know, hey, enough is enough. If you think you're going to attack people, you're going to get hit back. But that's not the core of my message. 99% of the words out of my mouth have still to do about public policy and the direction of our country. And that's what I hope this interview will be about. That's why I had hoped the debate would have been about last night.
Well, what do you think when polls in your home state of Florida, where people know you well and have listened to your message, those polls show Trump up by an average of 19 points, according to Real Clear
Politics?
Yeah,
they're not accurate. And Florida, it is what it is. I mean, we were down 25 points apparently in Virginia and ended up just falling behind by two, getting almost the same number of delegates as he did. I think he got 17, I got 16. Would have won Virginia outright had the ballot been a little narrower. We're going to win Florida. I'm very confident of that. It's going to be a lot of hard work. Every state this year is going to be a lot of hard work. I mean, this is just a very unusual election, but it is what it is, and we feel confident about it. But we know there's a lot of work ahead. I'm an underdog, in Florida, across the country, and it's a role that I relish. It's the role I've always played in my life. I didn't inherit millions of dollars like Donald Trump.
Well, not only is this an unusual campaign, it was a very unusual day in which Mitt Romney, the 2012 nominee, said that Donald Trump is a danger to your party and a danger to the country. If he's right, if Donald Trump is actually a danger to democracy because of the way that he talks, because of his attitudes, why on earth did you say on stage last night that you would support him if he is nominated?
I mean, you just described the quandary that we're in. I think Hillary Clinton's in danger to our country, too. And what I want to avoid is having to choose between the lesser of two, you know, terrible choices. That's what I want us to be excited about, our nominee. I don't want the Republican nominee to be someone that people have to make excuses why they're voting for them. I mean, what does that tell you when the Republican frontrunner is someone that people are being asked constantly, would you support them if they win?
Well, what excuses would you make if you're forced to support him? Because
would. I get the question you're asking me. He makes it hard to answer that question because of the way he behaves. So here's what I'm going to focus on: making sure that I'm the nominee and not him, and then we'll cross that bridge. Bottom line is, I think Hillary Clinton is so bad that if someone votes for Donald Trump, it won't be because he's great. It's because she's that bad.
Now, you say you want to be the nominee. You said on CNN earlier this morning you hope to win the nomination outright. Naturally, you do, and there's a lot of delegates still out there, but that you're ready for a contested convention where nobody has a majority and everybody fights it out. I want to ask about a principle there. Should the candidate who gets the most delegates, even if it's not a majority, be nominated by a contested convention if it gets to that?
Well, we're not at that point. I don't know how that's going to play out. I think it's quite likely that it looks at this point very difficult for anyone in this race to get to 1,237 delegates unless something dramatic happens over the next 15 or 20 days. We'll see how that plays out. I'm not in favor of what they call a brokered convention, because that signifies that there's some sort of backroom deal between party bosses where someone who hasn't even been on the ballot, hasn't gone through the process, just parachutes in. So we'll see how that plays out. There's rules in place for this. This is not something outside the rule system. There's a system in place for this to be dealt with, and if it comes to that, it'll be dealt with. But right now, the hope continues to be that at some point in this process, someone will emerge that we can coalesce around. And even if that person doesn't have 1,237 delegates, it's the people everyone wants at the convention. We'll have to earn that, of course. We're still part of that process. I continue to say I am the only one left who can unite the Republican Party and grow it. But obviously, this is going to be a long and very different campaign from anything you've covered or anything we've seen in a long time.
Why would that person not be Ted Cruz, who's won more states than you?
Well, look, I like Ted. I don't think Ted can unify the entire Republican Party. I just don't. I don't believe he can grow it. In fact, I know he can't. And the polls, that's why the polls consistently show that I beat Hillary Clinton by more than anyone else in this race, and that matters. And that shows you that I have the opportunity not just to unite the party in all of its different divisions, but also to grow it. And that's important. We got to grow the conservative movement. We got to bring more people into the conservative movement. I know I can do that. It's just, you know, it's a very unusual political cycle, but it is what it is. And we'll continue to work through it. We feel good about it.
Senator Rubio, I know you got to move on in a very busy morning, but thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Marco Rubio, Florida senator, who is one of the contenders who was on the debate stage last night. Three contenders effectively teaming up in different ways against Donald Trump. NPR's congressional correspondent Susan Davis has been covering this campaign. She's in our studios. Sue, good
hey,
morning
Steve.
To you. What did you hear there that struck you?
We are at a remarkable moment in this campaign where party leaders and the opponents in to the frontrunner nomination are now actively trying to stop him from getting the nomination. It seems last night that Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz signed a non-aggression pact, that they seem to have joined forces to try and take down Donald Trump, but that the fact that Marco Rubio is now openly talking about contested convention may be the way to go, and that this may have to be fought on the floor in Cleveland is a remarkable new chapter in this campaign.
Well, here's a question that maybe if you're a Trump supporter, you're asking. Maybe if you're not even a Trump supporter, you're just interested in democracy in a certain way. The question can be asked, why should party elites, why should Mitt Romney, why should party leaders be getting in the way of the choice of the people?
Exactly. And this is where a lot of the strength of the Trump movement comes from. Remember, a lot of Trump voters look at party leaders as much the problem as Democrats. And whether this strategy is going to work, we don't have to wait until Florida. We don't have to wait until his home state. Republicans are going to have four contests tomorrow in Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maine. These are closed Republican contests, which means only Republican voters get to vote in them. It's a more pure contest. And if Trump walks out of there the winner as well tomorrow, it's going to just show how tough the task is for people like Marco Rubio to take him down.
Just a couple seconds. 2 days ago on this program, you used the phrase civil war to describe the Republican Party. Is that now where we're at?
Yes.
Sue, thanks very much. That's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis on this morning after a contentious Republican presidential debate.